You're listening to SBS News.
Fighting the current pandemic is not just a matter of willpower, it's a matter of people power. At the front line of this particular battle are healthcare workers and paramedics. The Victorian government is expediting the introduction of more people to those front lines in that state. Health Minister Jenny Markakos announcing 120 more paramedics will soon be on the streets.
Our paramedics do incredibly important work, and I'm grateful to them for the important work that they do. What we're announcing today is that we will bring forward the recruitment of 120 paramedics. This is paramedics that would have been recruited in the next financial year. They will now be recruited by Ambulance Victoria in the months of May and June.
Associate Professor Tony Walker is the Chief Executive of Ambulance Victoria. He says responding to the current pandemic is something the organisation had been planning for before the crisis reached its current level in Australia. Mr Walker says the extra staff will help the organisation cope with a range of eventualities.
We've been planning for COVID-19 since mid-January as part of the overall health response, and as part of this work to be able to bolster our workforce by an additional 120 paramedics, as the Minister said, that were going to be recruited next year coming into the next couple of months, ensures that we've got a sufficient number of ambulances to be able to respond in the event that workload goes up, or in the event that we end up having staff that may be off work due to illness or care responsibilities.
Even before the current crisis, Victoria's paramedics have been busy people at work. In the 3 months to December, official statistics show they transported nearly 80,000 Code 1 emergency cases. That's more than 4,000 more than a year earlier. The government claims more than 82% of such cases were responded to within the benchmark of 15 minutes, with the average time taken for paramedics to arrive being around 11.5 minutes. Ms Markakos says the expansion in staff due to the coronavirus will not only help fight the virus, but also more conventional medical problems. She's also keen to emphasise a better service for those living outside Victoria's main metropolitan area.
As part of that recruitment, there'll be more paramedics on the road, of course, but also as part of the secondary triage service, that means that people calling through the phone service, if there are less urgent matters, can also get the advice, the health advice that they need. We also have an adult retrieval service in Victoria, which transports critically ill patients from regional communities to hospitals in metropolitan Melbourne. And that service will now be expanded to be a 24-hour service over the next 6 months for the very first time. So this is making sure that all Victorians, no matter where they live, can get the support that they will need as part of our COVID-19 response.
Mr Walker is particularly pleased with the new around-the-clock nature of the service.
I'm also particularly pleased with the expansion of our Adult Retrieval Victoria service. It also provides critical support to small rural hospitals in providing advice. To be able to bolster that service also to ensure that it's got sufficient staff to be working both 24 hours a day rather than just on call, to provide both that advice and that critical transfer is important.
But recruiting extra paramedics is not always easy. A paramedicine course generally entails 3 years of university study, teaching students the fundamentals of their medical training, including anatomy, biology, and physiology. Those wishing to join as graduates must be in their final semester of study at least. And those applying must undergo a structured assessment program, which includes medical and physical assessment, as well as psychological screening. This goes alongside practical application of knowledge in scenario-based assessments. But regardless of the barriers, those who do the job are welcoming the coming additions to their ranks at such a critical time. Eliza Leslie is an Ambulance Victoria paramedic. She says the fast-tracking of the new recruits will take away some of the anxiety of the situation.
It is really daunting, and it can sometimes take a little bit of time, and so I imagine that, you know, being fast-tracked is going to relieve a bit of anxiety for a lot of people.
Cognizant of a changing society, Ambulance Victoria emphasises it encourages applications from Indigenous people and those from migrant backgrounds. It's just one of many indications of the need to work together across society to fight a challenge that threatens a broad cross-section of the population. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.